We were talking about
when you rent something and we're talking about a car and the car doesn't work well, what are your rights as the renter and what are your obligations based on what your agreement? Last week we spoke about cases where it didn't break down completely, it just made it uncomfortable, the air conditioner broke, the windshield wiper broke, and you had to pull over till the rain stopped. You couldn't go past 55 with it at a certain point. So we said if it was a pre-existing condition, so it's a mekach tov, then certainly you could demand a refund and get your money back and cancel the whole thing. But if it happened in the middle, so then we say it's your mazel caused it, and you can't make any claim against the owner. In fact, we saw the Nesiva said if it took you a few extra days to make the trip because the car wouldn't go past, he can charge you those extra days. The others disagreed with him on that. But that was the maskana. We said whether you're chayv to pay the full wages, that was the machlokas, the Rambam, the Raiva, the Shulchan Aruch Pasul, like the Rambam, that you even have to pay, you have to pay the full wage. Maybe not like the Nesivas to pay extra, but at least the agreement, whatever you agreed, you have to pay. So that was last week. This week we're going to talk about where the car died completely. It wouldn't move. Last week you could still take it to New York like you wanted. It's just slow and it's uncomfortable. What happens if the car died? For example, the transmission broke or the alternator broke. I think the same thing would be if the battery died or if it got a flat tire. But I think if you got a flat tire, the car won't go at all now. I didn't see anyone say it clearly, but the cases they're talking about is where the car died completely that you rented. But it seems to me the same thing should be if they got a flat tire, because right now a car with a flat tire doesn't drive, and it can't take you.
What you wanted to do with it? If there was a spare, in other words,
and there was no spare.
There was a, yeah,
and,
was
or,
a
and spare, the spare also like got the, flat. And the spare the also delay. Got flat, or it was one of those fake spares. You could only go a little distance with it. And you couldn't make it to where you wanted. I mean, if it was a spare, you know, one of these spares, you can only go 55, so that's like the first case. Right? Now it's inconvenient, you have the inconvenience of changing and you have to go slow, but you can make it where you want to go. But if it two tires got flat, so now you can't go. So what's halacha in that case? What's halacha if the thing you rented can't do the job at all? It doesn't have to be you're traveling somewhere. You rented a tool for, you rented a moving truck for a week, a U-Haul. And you're going to go back and forth between your office, you're moving your office, and it breaks down in the middle. And what are your rights as the renter? What are your obligations based on your agreement? If you recall the end of the Mishnah, you see on the handout, we'll learn some Gemara here. The beginning of the Mishnah was talking about what we had last week, that the animal became blind, or it became insane, and it's not useless, it's just very difficult to use it. So there we said, You can't reduce your wages, and you can't demand a replacement. That's what we said last week's case. The mission now continues. Meso nishba, if the animal died, or it has a broken limb, so it can't move at all now. So chayv laham elo chamar. The owner has to provide a new donkey. That's the halacha. But there's a difference between it just doesn't work well, in which case you have no time, and that's your mazel. And a case where it doesn't work at all, there you have a tiny look. I paid you a certain amount of money to rent a donkey from you, and this donkey died, so you have to replace this donkey with another one. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, that's very complicated what that means exactly. We'll see soon. Pashtus it means, and this is the Shiloh of Roshonim ask, when I pay you the rent, or when I make an agreement to rent you my donkey, that also gives me a responsibility somehow that if that donkey doesn't last, I have to give you a replacement. Right? That's a chiddush. Where should that chiyuv come from? But that's what the Mishnah seems to be saying, that if I rent you and it dies, so I have to replace it. If it's still there, so I don't have to replace it. It's working. What's your problem? It's less slow. That's your mazel. If it dies or it's useless, or useless for your task, so then we'll see that it's useless for your task also. We saw last week that it's that's also like it's useless, it's like dead, so then I have to replace it. So let's see the Gemara, and then we'll see that there's really two, we have to divide this into two categories of cases. Amar Rabba Baravuna Amar Rabba. The Gemara's on Daf Pei. Rabbi Rahuna said in the name of Rab, Hasachas Hachamar Lil Kavaleha, if someone rents a donkey to ride on it, and it died in the middle of the way, right, he's going to New York, and it dies in Delaware, he has to give the owner for what it would have cost, you know, if he was getting paying per mileage or per day, and he used it up 2 of the 4 days, or he used 200 miles instead of the 400 miles, he has to pay for the amount he used it. And he has no other tainas against the owner. He has to pay for his usage. Back to Gemara, hey Chidami, what's the case? If the person who rented the donkey can find a replacement where he is in Delaware, Tarus my Vedate, what complaints does he have? He'll just get another one and continue his trip, pay for this half, and then go for the other half. And if he can't find another one to rent, he has to pay something at all. It was useless for him. He needed to get to New York. The thing died in Delaware, and he can't make the trip. What's he have to pay anything for?
Worse off.
That's right. That's right. And for the Gemara, really he's talking where it's not so easy to find another rental. But Mishum da Amar Lei, he starts to pay half because the owner could tell him, if you wanted to come to Delaware, wouldn't you have to pay that much? So the male, you have to pay for half the rent. It's useless for him. So Tosa says, is talking where he was taking some merchandise to sell in New York, but he didn't make it, so he stuck in Delaware, and he was able to sell it in Delaware. Maybe not at the same price he wanted, but at least it wasn't a useless trip. So this way you made some profit, so you have to pay me for the amount that it would have cost to rent the cow from Baltimore to Delaware. Now the guy has a second question. Hey Chidami, what's the case? What type of donkey did he sell him? What was the agreement? If you went to the company and you said, rent me a donkey, rent me a car, and they said, okay, here's a car, then the Mishnah said, you have to replace that donkey, you have to replace that car, because you agreed to rent a car, this car died, you're chayiv to replace the car. And if he had gone to a private person and said, rent me your car, and this person only has one car, it was a specific car he was renting, so if he said, rent me your car, so then, im yesh bedameha likach, yikach. So Pashtas, if he rented a specific donkey, so now you no longer have a right to get a replacement, but at least you have the right to sell this dead donkey, and with that, buy a new donkey to take you along the way. It won't be as good quality, but at least you have the right. But you have rights over this donkey to sell it and buy a new one. L'chara, the same thing should be. If the car dies along the way, sell the car, and with that, buy another jalopy to take you the rest of the way. I will see that that's not true, but that's l'chara, what the Gemara is getting at. Right, that you're going to be able to sell the car and buy a new one to replace it. And for the Gemara,
is there some concept that the amount of interest you have in the car or the carcass of the donkey is the amount which you would have to pay to, you know, it's half?
Well, if you make a profit, you can make a profit on it. You give him the extra money. So you can't sell it at a, you know, you need only $200 to get to New York. You can't sell a $10,000 car for $200 to make it your way. That'd be, oh no, you have to sell it at the going rate and make it the rest of the way. We'll see, though, that it's not so simple. So the end for the Gemara, there's not enough money in the dead animal to sell it to make anything, any replacement. So back to the Gemara, and so, okay, so you can't sell it and buy a new one. But maybe you could sell the dead animal and rent a new one to take you to your trip. In yesh b'damah liskar yiskar, then you should rent another donkey to finish the trip. So the Gemara says, that's Rav L'tamei, Rav L'shitasi holds, you can't do that, because if you rent, you sell his animal for $200, and then you pay $200 to a rental company to rent another one, so what's the owner going to be left with? Nothing. So you're not allowed to lose his whole caravan. That's what Rav holds. However, the Gemara brings Shmuel holds Lamaisa, that's true. If you can sell it for $200, and with that $200, you could rent a replacement and make it with that replacement, you're allowed to use to sell it, use the $200 to buy a replacement, and then continue your trip, and the owner is left with nothing. That's the halacha, the lipasa shmul at the end. So let's just review the cases, basically what we have until now. If you rent a car from a company, and you say, or from a person has a lot of cars, you have a car to rent me, and he says, yeah, here's a car. So it wasn't a specific car, you're renting a car. If the car breaks down in the middle, that it can't be used at all anymore, so now you have a right to demand a replacement car. I want a replacement car. If he rented you a particular car, so then you can't demand a replacement car because he just agreed to sell you this car. If you're a neighbor, he rented you this particular car, it broke down. You can't call him from the highway and say, send me another car, no matter what it costs you. Right? If it's a rental, no matter what it costs, he has to give you a new car to rent, even though it's going to cost him more. But if it's a specific car, you have no right to demand a replacement. All you can do is say that I'm going to sell the used car, I'm going to sell the dead car and continue my way with the proceeds. And if you can't do that, so then Rob said, all you have is complaints and you have to pay for the cost of the trip that you got until there, assuming that you made some profit with that, and then in the rest you just lost. You don't have any finders. You can have complaints, but you don't have any monetary claim. Those are the two halachas. Now, just the rest of the time we'll divide the shiur into the two cases. First, renting from a company where they have a lot of cars, and you're just renting a particular car. And then we'll talk about the case where you rent from your neighbor who only has one car. Okay, and once again, we're talking where there's no prior agreement signed, and you want to know what you should do right now. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, the Lashon of the Rambam, we're talking about a stam chamar. Im sakra lirchav alehem, if he hired it to ride it, or lost his alak lay zuchuches, or to carry glass with it, to kiyotu him, and then the animal became crazy, like, not that it, here you didn't have to die, it just became crazy, or it got blind, so you can't ride, it's dangerous, you can't carry your crystal on it because it'll break. So then, chayiv lahamila behema acheres, you're chayiv to replace the animal. V'im lo hamid, and if the owner doesn't give back a replacement, yasas chayiv, you can get your money back that you pay. V'yachshav yimal schar kamashof, and you have to pay for whatever benefit you got from it. Now the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch continue. Mesa ha-behema, if the animal died, or nishba, or got broken, so now it can't be used at all. Ben shesachla losseis, ben shesachla lirchav, then it doesn't matter what you rented it for. Im amelo chamar stam ani maskilach, if he says, I'm renting you a stam chamar, chayiv lamelo behema cheres, he has to give him a replacement. Vim lo hamid, and if he didn't replace it, then yesh lo sochu limkar behema li kakla behema cheres. He has the same halacha as by a Hamarzeh. He could, the person renting it has the right to sell the dead one and buy a new one. V'nein v'damuli kak v'im acheres, and if he doesn't have the money with that proceeds to buy a new one, socher v'damu v'im acheres, he could rent a new animal, actually give him up to Shepasuk, until he gets to the place that he had agreed to get. So even if it uses up all of the money. Right, so the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be making a chilek between last week's types of cases where you can't use it for what you rented it for, and a case where it's just completely dead. Right, a case where the windshield wiper broke, and because of that you're not going to make it to the chasana that you had rented the car for. And between this week's case where the car just died. And that does seem to be a chilek that many achron make. The Sma wants to say that the Torah disagrees with it, and the halachas are saying no matter what, if you can't use the car for what you rented it for, so that's called mesa, and you can demand a replacement. The Pesachei Choshen seems to be machria, like the Pashup Shad in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that there is a difference, that if it died, so then you have rights over the carcass to sell it and demand and get a replacement, and with that use the proceeds for a replacement. If it didn't die, it's just that you can't use it for what you needed it for, so then you have the right to demand a replacement, but if you don't get that replacement, you don't have the right to sell the pieces and go make your way that way. So that seems to be my focus. But more importantly, there's a shaila, like we said when we first said the Gemara, what's it mean? What's it mean that you have the right to demand a replacement? What gives you that right to demand a replacement? What shibu do you have? Like, if I lend money to you, I lend you $100, so then you have a shibu, but I have a lien on your property, and I can take $100 from all your property because I loaned you that money. If I rent you a car, if you rent me a car, so if I rent, you rent me a car, and the car dies, what right do I have over your property to demand a replacement? What? Because I rented a car from you, and now the car dies, I have rights to demand a replacement from you? Where does that come from?
You agreed to rent me a car that works. You agreed to rent me a car that works.
Okay, so it died. What should I do?
It's not my fault. But then the original agreement has been turned on its head.
Okay.
You contracted to provide me something which you did not provide.
Okay, so some Rishonim say like that. That when you take it, so... Well, let's start this way. The Ravid says, this is only talking where you made a kinyan. It's talking where at the time of the rental, you gave him a kinyan sudr and you said, here's the car, and I'm renting you a car. And the assumption is that through this kinyan, all my nechasim become a shubah. You have a lien on my property to demand a replacement car, which means not only if I have a car now, I have a second car in the station that I could give you, but even if I have no car available, I have to go rent a car from another agency to replace this car, because that's that lien that you have on my property. Even if it's going to cost me money, that's the way it is. I agreed to give you a car, and I have to replace this one if it breaks. Other Rishonim say you don't have to, even if you didn't make a special kinyan, just by making the kinyan of driving the car out of the lot, that's enough of a kinyan to create a lien on the owner's property that he has to replace it. However, the Ramban, and according to the Chazon Ish, the Rambam, who the Shulchan Aruch is quoting, also holds this way. He holds that there's no such thing as a lien created when you rent a cow. When you rent a cow or you rent a car, there's no lien that I can have a demand from you some property, your property, to replace this car that I rented from you. What it means is, when the Mishnah says you can demand a behema acheres, that's if the owner says, look, I am keeping your rental money. You gave me $500 to rent the car for a week, and I'm not giving it back. So if that's the case, if you want my rental money, so then you have to provide me with a car. However, the owner could say, look, this is costing me too much money. This car broke down. I have no others in stock. And to transport it there will cost me a lot of money also, and it's just too expensive for me. Look, I'll give you back your money, and that's life. Bring me back my car. Right? So that's the way the Ramban understands this halacha. When the Mishnah says you can demand another car, that's only if the owner is still demanding to keep the money. If he's demanding to keep the money, so then he has to provide a replacement car at all costs. But he has the right to say, this is too expensive, you have no lien over my property, it's not my fault the car died, right? If it was his fault, so then you certainly have to, he'll be responsible. But it's not my fault the car died, it died in the middle. So I can say, the deal's off now. Right, so that's the owner's option according to the Ramban. But the other Rishonim say, no, there is a certain lien. So, based on this, the Pesachim Choshen says, and also of another sefer, Binah Smishpa, but he also said the same thing. He says that in this case, you rented a car, right, they're talking about a donkey here. You rented a car, and you're stuck in the middle of Delaware, and you can't get in touch with the owner, or the owner just isn't saying anything. You can't get in touch with the owner, and because there was nothing you could do, you rented another car there, and it cost you a lot of money. You took a cab to take the rest of the way. There was no other way for you to get there, and you had to get there. And now you want to come back and claim that money. Whereas not only don't you want to pay him for the rental, you want to claim money from him. Right? It cost me a few hundred dollars extra to get here because the car died. So what's the halacha? So according to the Ravid and the Rush, if there was a Kenyan, so then the owner has a responsibility at all costs to replace the car. And if he fails to replace the car, he has to pay for whatever extra money that it costs you to make the trip. So then you would have a right to make the claim for that extra money. I don't know if you would have a right, you know, if you decide to stay over. I mean, maybe that also, you know, if you have to stay overnight at a hotel, would that be part of it? I mean, if that's a part of the trip, because there's nothing else, there's no place for you to stay, it's dangerous to stay in the middle of the street, so maybe that would be part of it also. But the Pesach Choshen says, according to the Ramban, there's no such halacha that you can force the owner to give you a new car at all costs, at all expense. All you have a right to do is if he demands payment for the rental, so then you have a right to demand a car at all expense. But when you get back, you can say, look, I'll give you back your money, it didn't work out, and you're no worse off than if you hadn't rented it for me. You would have had to rent a car, another car, you would have to take a cab even further. So that's the way he concludes that if there is, he says it's talking where he didn't pay the money yet, so he could say, Kimli, I don't like the Ramban. I don't like the Ramban who says that, I'm sorry that he says if the owner has the money, he says, I don't like the Ramban. He says, I'm not responsible to pay you the extra. I'll give you back the money that it cost you, which might be the whole money, and then I'm finished. I'm part two. So that's what he says in that case. Now, if it was your neighbor's,
who
has to take the car back?
Yeah, who has to take the car back?
Right, so if you have a dead car in Delaware,
yeah.
So that's a good shaila. This Nesiva Skiras asks that he's not sure. He thinks that the renter is responsible because the Socher is a Shomer. And if you're a Shomer for something, and it's now no fault of the owner that it happened, so you're responsible to get it back.
There are others that hold that the owner.
Well, he doesn't agree. He's not sure, and he says that's his fault. I haven't seen anyone to say not that way, but yeah, that's a good shaila. But I hear what he's saying, that you're still a Shomer, and you have to take care of it. You know, that's part of being a Shomer of a Socher. If the thing got stolen, you have to pay the whole value of it. Here, it didn't get stolen. It got broken. So you have to take care of it.
He came back. He was still there.
So we'll talk about... Let's talk about it now. So what happened was he rented a new car in Delaware to make it to New York. In the meantime, he left this one at the garage and had $500 to fix it. It cost $500 to fix it, and now he could drive it back. So is the owner chayiv to give him the $500 for fixing the alternator that was broken in the car? So here they also, the Pesach Choshen, the Sivas Firis, they seem to unanimously hold that there's a din called Yored. If you recall, a couple of years ago, we spoke about if someone goes and mows your lawn without you asking him to do it, so you have to pay him because lawns are supposed to be mowed and you hadn't done it and he gave you a benefit. So if it's a field that's also, he felt a field that's planted and he went and planted for you, you have to pay him his expenses or the benefit you got, and he has the upper hand in such a case. So over here, you have a car that's broken down. A car that's broken down is all made to be fixed, right? It's a car with a broken alternator is all made to have a new alternator put into it. So if you spend $500 for that alternator, so when you get back, he has to pay you because you benefited him. However, if we learned 2 years ago that if this person always mows the lawn himself, so you didn't give him any benefit by mowing the lawn for him because he always mows it for himself. So what benefit? You don't have to pay him anything. So if the rental company always does its own work and fixes things itself, so then it could be that they could only give you can only demand the amount that you benefited them, which would be the amount that that would cost them to fix it, which is much less than what you pay. Now, in the case we said before, that if it happened in the middle of the night and you fixed a tire for $200. And you want the $200 back, So there, a car with a broken tire is only to have the tire fixed, but that should be only the normal cost of a tire. Right, the benefit of cost for a tire, $25, $50 for a tire. That's why it's omei to be fixed. Because it's the middle of the night and you want to go somewhere and the only place open charges $200 because of the premium, because it's after hours, so that much you probably can't demand because the car wasn't omei to have such a expense put on it. It's only have a regular expense, not a $200 expense. So then you could only ask payment for a normal tire cost, not the highway robbery price that you paid for it. Okay, so that's all if you rented a stam chamar. Suppose what happens if you rented the car from your neighbor and this is his only car. So now certainly you don't have any claim that you call him up, give me a new car. What do you mean new car? This is the car I rented to you. It broke, so now the agreement's finished. There's no lien at all that I have over your property to replace this car. If you say I'm going to rent you a car, so then we can start talking that I have a lien on your property to replace the car, or at least I could say I'm breaking the agreement because you didn't give me a car. But over here where you said I'm giving you the specific car, I'm giving you Chamar Zeh, the specific donkey, so then I don't have any right to demand a replacement. But what I can do is I can take your car, L'chora, like the Gemara says, and sell it, and whatever it costs me to rent, to take a cab, the rest of the way, I can use the proceeds of the car to make it the rest of the way, and I come back and say, like, I'm sorry, your car died along the way, and it was cost too much to fix, there was no one to fix it, so I sold it to the person over there, and I used your money up. Sounds bad. And the truth is, it's not right. Because Tosas is a kasha, you said over here that if you rent a specific donkey and it breaks, it dies, so then you could sell the nevela and proceed from there with that, use the proceeds. So yes, Akasha, the Mishnah in Bar Mitzvah later, Tzuk Gimel, says, if you rent a specific house and that house fell down, so the halacha is that if the house is still intact but something broke, so then the owner has to fix it for the renter. But if the house completely got demolished, a tornado blew it away, so the deal's off, it's finished. You don't have any claims against the owner anymore. So tell us this, why didn't the Gemara there say that since you have the right to sell the house, what's left of it, for whatever it costs, and with the proceeds, rent another house? Why didn't the Gemara say that over there? Why didn't the Mishnah say it? So Tosus answers, because there's a difference between Bayezah and Chamarzah. If you are renting a donkey, and the donkey dies, what do you do with a dead donkey? You sell it fast, because the longer you wait, the less it's going to be worth. There's nothing more to do with it. You can't do any Tchias HaMeisim with it and fix it. Or you can't fix a dead donkey. If a house falls down, the general thing when a house falls down, people go and they rebuild it, they fix it. They don't just, do away with it, they fix it. So Tosu says, if it's something that's not normally sold, you have no right to sell the owner's property. If it's a donkey that died, so then you rented that donkey, so then what's he going to do with it? He'll sell it, so you sell it, and you have a right to do what he would do with it, and then continue your way, because you have a shibud on this donkey. So whatever is done with this donkey normally, you can continue to use it. But if it's a house, where when a house falls down, you don't normally just sell and get rid of it, you end up trying to fix it, with the owner will try to fix it, you have no right to sell it. So based on this, these contemporary achronim say the same thing will be if you rent a tool, you rent a car, and it breaks down. Since people, when their car breaks down, they usually don't just sell it and buy a new one with it, they end up fixing it. So you have no right, when the car breaks down in the middle in Delaware, to go just sell it, and with the proceeds, take a cab the rest of the way. Because that's not what the car is meant to do. The car, that's not what the owner would do with it. What you do with a broken car is you fix it. So, if that's the case, what's the halacha? So the halacha goes back to a case where you can't sell it. Right? This is like something that you can't sell. There's no one to buy it, or it's not enough money to make it, to make the rest of the trip. In which case, the Gemara says that since there was Chamar Zeh, you have to accept the loss yourself, and you have to pay, not only that, you pay for the rental for the point where you got to. Right? If it was a chamar stam, if he rented any car I have, so then I have the right, at least according to the Ramban, and Ramban might have at least the right to say, I want the whole schiros back, I want all my money back because this didn't work out. If you want me to continue with the deal, then you keep your part of the deal and give me a replacement. So if I rent from the car agency and it breaks down in the middle, so then if I end up not having any Eitza to continue the trip, they don't give me a replacement, so then I certainly don't have to pay them anything, even though I might have had some benefit of getting midway there, because you didn't keep your side of the deal. The deal we made, at least according to the Ramban, was that you have to provide me a replacement if you want your money. And according to the other Rishonim was that you have to provide me with a replacement, and if you don't, you have to pay whatever it costs for me to continue my way. So that's a machlokes Rishonim, if the owner could say, Kinley, I hold like the Ramban. But he certainly has no right to demand payment for the part that you use, because he reneged on the deal. He didn't carry out the rest of the deal by replacing it. But in this case, where it was only a particular car you rented from your neighbor or from your friend, and he only has one car, so there you had no right to demand a replacement, because he doesn't have replacements. He just has this one car he gave you. You do have the right, if it is something that is sellable, to sell it and use the proceeds to continue your way. But in the case of a car, that's not the case, so you don't have the right to sell it. And I think the same thing would be over here. If it's your friend's car and it breaks down, okay, so what's halacha? It breaks down in Delaware, so you can't force him to give you a new car, and somehow you have to get it back to him, because you're a shomer. So the obvious thing you're going to do is try to get it fixed. So you want to get it fixed. So here also, I think the halacha will be back to the din of a yorei. He has a car that's broken, so he would have to spend money to have it fixed. This is a field that's omed lita. It's a field that needs to be fixed. It's a car that needs to be fixed. So if you benefit him by fixing it for him, so then you have the right to claim your expenses. If he's a self-employed mechanic and he does his own work, so then he can have a time to that. Look, I would have done it myself. If he had called me, I would have come and made the trip and done it myself. Why'd you waste my money? So just to wrap up, we have these two types of cases. Right, last week we spoke about renting the car and it still works, only it's shvach. It doesn't work so well. So in that case, the deal's on, you have to pay the full amount of the rental according to most Rishonim, and it's your mazel that it took you longer, that it was uncomfortable, it was something that you really wouldn't have wanted to do. If the thing you rented breaks down completely, you can't do anything with it. It won't move. Either it completely died, or according to many Rishonim, even if it won't do what you need it to do, it won't get you there in time, like we said, that you need to get to the chasana and to all the repairs and everything, you can't get there in time. So then the halacha depends on what the rental was like. If the rental was a general rental of any car, so then you have the right to demand a replacement or demand the full cost of the journey going there, according to many Rishonim. And if he refuses, so then you certainly don't have to pay him. According to the Ramban, you don't have that right to demand a replacement. All you have the right is, if he wants you to pay him, so then you can demand a replacement. If he says, the owner says, look, deal's off, he has the right to do that, and if there's a dispute, each side could say kindly and win that way. If it's a friendly rental from your neighbor and he only has one car to rent, so you certainly have no demand for him to replace it, because this is his one car he's renting to you, and you know there's no assumed deal that he's going to go find some other car to replace it. So if it dies in the middle of the road, so there's really no claim, because practically, halachically, you'd have the right for something that's made to sell. You could sell it and continue your way. The case of a car, though, he said, is like a house where you have no right to sell, because broken cars you don't sell, you fix. So there you really have no right. You have to pay him for the amount of benefit. You have to pay him for the amount of the journey you got to, assuming that you got some benefit from it. If you were going to New York and you never made it, so then you don't have to pay anything. It didn't do you any good going to Delaware. But you have to pay him for that benefit you had. I think in both cases, halacha is, if you end up fixing it for him, there I think halacha is the same. if he fixed it for him, that goes back into the halachas of skiras, that if you do something for someone, even though he didn't ask you for it, if it was meant to have that work done to it, you have the right to demand full payment. And here I think it would be understandable that he'd be happy to pay the full payment, assuming that it was a normal payment. If you got highway robbery, so then you could say, look, I didn't get that benefit, and that part I don't have to pay you.